All right, Frisco, spring is still a little ways off, but it will be here before you know it. So we're going to get ahead of the curve and introduce you to Frisco-based Sprinkle, who's going to take away all those headaches associated with the watering restrictions and knowing what days you can water on and how much you should water and all that fun stuff. This is the Frisco Podcast for Friday, December 12th, 2014. So we are here today with Daniel and Noel from Sprinkle. You guys are, is it safe to say that you're based in Frisco?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much so. I mean, we've done a lot of stuff in Frisco. Actually, we shot our Kickstarter video, which we'll probably talk about, in Frisco in Pearson Farms.
First of all, we're excited to have companies like Sprinkle doing things in Frisco and in the North Dallas area. Given the water restrictions that we have in Frisco, all of the things around that we deal with, having to change what days we can water on and all that stuff, the project you guys have going on is super, super exciting because we're basically going to help people automate at least a portion of their lawn care, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about the product and what you guys are doing and how you got started?
Sure. Daniel and I actually started about 2 years ago down this road. Started over lunch one day. We were both complaining about the water restrictions that were kind of rolling out at that time. And that was mostly around Daniel in Richardson, where they had moved to every 2 week watering. And so his existing controller, much like my own, couldn't accommodate those schedules. And so we kind of looked around what was out there in the market and embarked on a journey of building our own, just kind of a one-off thing. But as we got further down the line, I started hearing from neighbors and talking to friends and family, and everybody kind of wanted one. So we thought, you know, why don't we just kind of make this available to everyone and build it out as a product offering?
And so that one is an intelligent sprinkler. It's not a sprinkler system, right? It's a sprinkler controller. How do you define?
Yeah, we call it a controller. So we don't make the valves or any of the piping or anything like that. It's a controller retrofit.
Okay, so this is going to replace that ridiculously hard to understand box that I have in my garage, right? With a dial and turn it this way, turn it that way, up, down, left, right.
Right, hold it 15 seconds to set it and those kinds of things, exactly.
Okay, so what is going to make your controller so much better, so much easier for people to be able to manage this stuff? So kind of walk us through the product a little bit.
So our product is based off of an Android platform. So it has a touchscreen controller. It runs Android. Android has a large presence in the smartphone market. And so a lot of people are familiar with its user interface, the way that you use the buttons and scroll through the different configuration settings. So it's a very approachable type system.
Okay, so we have a touchscreen interface. We're going to replace that box. How easy is this thing going to be to install, though?
It's a very straightforward retrofit. So basically, you have, you know, typically a PVC pipe that comes out of the wall, and there's 8 or 10 different colored wires that are coming out of there. So what you'll do is you'll unscrew your old unit. You'll take it off the wall. Actually, the first thing you'll do is take a picture of it all so you can recreate this. You'll see, you know, the yellow goes to zone 1, red goes to zone 2. You'll read off those numbers, and then on our controller, you'll set in a mounting bracket. And on that mounting bracket has a terminal block that each of the different colored wires will land on. They're labeled 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, master or pump. And then you'll just place those wires in each of the different slots, just like it was on the previous one, and then you'll set the controller face on it, and it'll boot up. And at that point, you'll start naming each of the different zones.
Okay, so this is going to be a very easy install. So I can remove the unit that I have now, the dial box, I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah.
Legacy controller.
The legacy controller. And we'll put the Sprinkle intelligent system on the wall. Then I can take my legacy controller out in the backyard and take a baseball bat to it. And when I'm done with that, what happens next? Now, I've got this controller, and I know it's smart, but do I have to set it up? What else comes with it?
Right. So there's a couple of different ways. You can, if you want to stick to a certain schedule, you can program a schedule. And there's various, you know, every other week, every week, each of these different days, every so many days, all the different permutations that you'd expect from a smart controller. Or you can set it in a more autopilot mode. So one of the things that we haven't talked about yet is that this system also includes wireless sensors. And so these are sensors that communicate wirelessly through a wireless mesh network to the controller, and they report back the soil moisture and temperature. The controller knows what your lawn needs much better than just a flat time type calculation.
I see it time and time again in my neighborhood, just water kind of running down the street when everybody has their watering day. And with this method, we think we can cut down water usage by up to 50%. Instead of just flooding the zone, it'll take in consideration how much it needs to water to meet that goal that it needs, and it'll use that exact set amount of that measurement.
Right. Since it's web connected as well, it's internet connected, it's pulling down forecasts as well. So if there's a 90% chance of rain tonight and this is your watering day, it may not water this time. If it didn't actually happen to rain, it knows how to make that up and how much moisture needs to be added back into the soil the next time it does water.
Okay, so this is going to make it a whole lot easier for me to water my lawn, not only when I'm supposed to be watering, but at an appropriate level. Because usually for me, like the rain sensors have historically not worked very well. But right. we're going to actually have a sensor that we put in our yard, and there's going to be one in each zone that we have, right?
Right. So you know your frustrations with the rain sensor. It almost never works. That actually uses a conductive path inside the rain sensor module. That actually is a bit different from how our moisture sensors work. So other moisture sensors or other sensors that do exist on the market, they use a resistive type measurement. And so, you know, if there's even a thin layer of water across maybe the top of the soil connecting those two terminals, it'll peg out. It'll say, you know, hey, this thing's completely saturated because it can't really tell a difference. So you kind of get this all or nothing bang bang type control. So what our sensors use is a capacitive method, very similar to your smartphone touchscreen works. So it measures the difference in the dielectric in the area around the sensor. And so the water has a large influence on that capacitive measurement, and so can measure very fine gradations of change in soil.
Okay, good. So that's going to help in a number of ways. Not only will it tell me in the individual zones where I need water, where I've got plenty of water, if I'm oversaturated, I can stop watering the concrete finally.
Exactly.
The sensors are, how deep do they go into the yard, and how do I, is it just something I just go poke it down into the yard, and so how do I connect it to the device?
One thing we learned while testing the unit, actually, is that Texas soil is extremely hard. So our sensors are 7 inches long, and believe it or not, you can't just go and shove it down on the ground. So we're actually packaging our sensors with this plastic auger bit that you'll use to kind of make a little hole for it to sit down into. Once it's down there, the sensor will read both around 6 inches and at 2 inches to get both the deep root system and then the shallow root system. So depending on your type of grass or what kind of landscaping you have installed in that area, it'll be sure to make those proper adjustments based on its needs.
Okay, very good. Now, what about other things like, you know, we're trying to get our trees in the front yard to grow, and they tend to need a little bit more water. Is this going to pick up the right level in that area as well, or do I need to do something different?
So it'll measure the depletion that your tree may be taking out of the soil more, and so it will compensate for that. You'll be able to enter in the different types of turf or vegetation that you have in each zone, and that'll also adjust the watering algorithm.
Okay, very cool. So I'm going to kind of back up for a minute and just paint a very nice, easy picture for everybody that's just trying to understand all this, listening to what we're describing. The brains of it, if you will, which is a unit that will go on the wall that will replace the current programming unit for our sprinkler system. There are moisture sensors that we put in the yard, and then we'll also get a nice little auger bit so that we can easily get these things into the yard without breaking them when we buy them. Now, the sensors themselves are going to be paired specifically with my unit. So if my neighbor has the sprinkle system, when they kick off theirs, they're not going to be programming mine, right?
Exactly. So it uses a magnetic type communication with the sensor in order to negotiate the pairing. It'll see that there's a new sensor available. And then once that pairing exchange occurs, all the data that's sent across the radio waves is encrypted. So it uses an AES encryption so that, you know, the same packets that are coming from your neighbor aren't going to interfere with the packets that your network sends and coordinates.
Okay, so what if my neighbor gets the same system and wants an extra sensor and they come grab one of mine out of the ground?
So we're actually going to know when they do that. So when you register your sensor, we're going to push up, and we're not going to store any personal identifiable information on anyone. We're going to push it up, though, that sensor belongs to controller with serial number X. So we know when that sensor was taken and installed elsewhere. So we'll be able to report back to the homeowner, let them know that their sensor was taken, that it was possibly installed at another location.
But you're not going to tell us which location?
No.
Okay.
No GPS tracking on that. That's kind of going against.
So we're not going to kick off the Hatfields and McCoys with all this
lowjacking something like that doesn't really quite make sense. But
no drone attacks or anything.
Oh,
no,
all right. You know, we have drones around here too. I mean, they're fun little quadricopters, but, you know. Anyways, okay, so that's good. Now, you guys are not in the market quite yet, but we are launching, and by the time people hear this, may have just launched a Kickstarter campaign.
That's right.
So if people want to take a closer look, they want to see more information about the product, go out to Kickstarter.com, and they're going to look for Sprinkle, right?
Sprinkle, S-P-R-I-N-K-L, or you can look at our website at Sprinkle, S-P-R-I-N-K-L.io.
All right, we'll be sure to include that in the show notes. Is there anything else you want to tell us about this? Because I think we may have glossed over one thing that you mentioned to me earlier about city data that to me is one of the coolest things you've got going on here, because I can't keep up with when I can and can't water.
Absolutely. So one thing that we kind of thought about from the early on was let's build a portal for all of this. So let's take the city restriction data, and whether that's working with the cities directly and having them enter that data, or if it's us going out and finding the restrictions and entering them into our own portal, and then have our controllers subscribe to that information. So during watering days, it would know based on your location whether or not watering was allowed in your area. In the case of Frisco, it's broken down kind of by certain areas in your trash day. So based on that, I would tell it that my watering day, it would know based on my area that my trash day is on a Wednesday per se, and then it would automatically accommodate watering for that day.
Okay, so it's going to, as long as it's a participating city, it's automatically going to pull that info down. Correct. And even if Wednesday is set as a part of my schedule, if it's not a day I'm allowed to water, it's just going to go ahead and skip over that and water on the next day I'm allowed to, unless I explicitly override it. You know, because maybe I'm a new house and I've got a waiver for a couple of weeks.
Right,
in a new
exactly.
yard.
So if you have a waiver, you'll uncheck the subscribe to or enforce the restrictions, and it'll carry on with your normal scheduled.
This sounds awesome, guys. The way we've been hearing it described is, if people are already familiar with the Nest thermostat system, this is a Nest type device for your lawn, your sprinkler system.
That's what we've heard.
Super awesome. That's what we've heard. Well, it looks really good. I'm so excited that you guys are here locally, and we're glad to have had you on the show. So everybody out there listening, go out to Kickstarter, check out Sprinkle, and, you know, give them a lift. Order your sprinkler system now, and we'll get them installed sooner than later.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate being here. Thanks.